Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Now, here is Dr. J. Otis Yoder with Hope for Today.
Marriage, I believe, is the most intimate of human relations and most serious. It is what we can call a leaving and a cleaving. When God brought Eve to Adam, he said, "For this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother, and cleave to his wife." Now the word cleave in this text means to be glued, joined without the idea of separation. But there seems to be a laxity regarding marriage today, which should be corrected. Too many consider marriage a mere convenience. Some do not even bother going through the ceremony. We learn they live together without commitment. That way, when they separate, there's no divorce. The whole concept of marriage should involve a man and a woman for life. No-fault divorce has shattered the foundations of the home, I contend. The Bible teaching on marriage leaves no room for same-sex so-called marriages. I addressed myself to that last week. Having said this, I must now give you guidance for marriage from 1 Corinthians 7:25-40, the writings of the Apostle Paul. Now, open your Bible to 1 Corinthians 7:25-40. "Now concerning virgins, I have no commandment of the Lord, yet I give my judgment as one that hath obtained mercy of the Lord to be faithful. I suppose, therefore, that this is good for the present distress. I say that it is good for a man so to be. Art thou bound unto a wife? Seek not to be loosed. Art thou loosed from a wife? Seek not a wife. But and if thou marry, thou hast not sinned. And if a virgin marry, she hath not sinned. Nevertheless, such shall have trouble in the flesh, but I spare you. But this I say, brethren, the time is short. It remaineth that both they that have wives be as though they had none, and they that weep as though they wept not, and they that rejoice as though they rejoiced not, and they that buy as though they possessed not, and they that use this world as not abusing it. For the fashion of this world passeth away. But I would have you without carefulness. He that is unmarried careth for the things that belong to the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But he that is married careth for the things of the world, how he may please his wife. There's a difference also between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman careth for the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and in spirit. But she that is married careth for the things of the world, how she may please her husband. And this I speak for your own profit, not that I may cast a snare upon you, but for that which is comely, and that ye may attend upon the Lord without distraction. But if any man think that he behaveth himself uncomely toward his virgin, if she pass the flower of her age and need so require, let him do what he will, he sinneth not. Let them marry. Nevertheless, he that standeth steadfast in his heart, having no necessity, but hath power over his own will, and hath so decreed in his heart that he will keep his virgin, doeth well. So then, he that giveth her in marriage doeth well, and he that giveth her not in marriage doeth better. The wife is bound by the law as long as her husband liveth, but if her husband be dead, she is at liberty to be married to whom she will, only in the Lord. But she is happier if she so abide after my judgment, and I think also that I have the Spirit of God." To outline the Apostle's guidance for marriage, I bring you several sober considerations as I found them here in this text. First, I urge you to consider the present distress. You know, friend, we have no surety of tomorrow. We hear of people who are here today and gone tomorrow through an accident or some such occurrence. Paul's day was like that too, perhaps even more so. His day was fraught with many uncertainties. The Roman government was hostile to Christians. They hunted them down and arrested them, brought them to the arena, and made them fight with the lions, the wild animals. Many died in the arenas. There was trouble in the flesh, the apostle says. We are beset by frailty. Ailments come upon us from unsuspected sources. We hardly know how we'll make it from day to day. Trouble in the flesh. The present distress also has a shortness of time. Now, some expositors believe that the Apostle Paul was in error, because he spoke about the shortness of the time, and they interpret this to mean that he expected the Lord to come in his lifetime. Well, yes. All born-again Christians who believe the Bible have looked forward to the coming of Christ at any time. The shortness of time also may have to do with only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Lifetime really is only a speck. When you stop to think about it, just a speck on the great line of time. So we need to keep this in mind. Then further, we need to reorder our priorities. Now, let me read verses 30 and 31 again. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says here. And they that weep as though they wept not, and they that rejoice as though they rejoiced not, and they that buy as though they possess not, and they that use this world as not abusing it, for the fashion of this world passeth away. Give yourself to the most important issues of life. Reorder your priorities and have a loose hold on the material. Barnes wrote, and I quote, "We should partake of all our pleasures and endure all our sufferings with deep feeling that we have here no continuing city and no abiding place. Soon all our earthly pleasures will fade away. Soon all our earthly sorrows will be ended. A conviction of the shortness of life will tend much to regulate our desires for earthly comforts, and will keep us from being improperly attached to them. And it will diminish our sorrows by the prospect that they will soon end." End of quotation. Now, second, I urge you to consider the personal dedication. A man has a responsibility when he gets married, and he should remember that. He has a responsibility to look after his wife, make sure that her needs are met and taken care of. There must be, of course, a proper balance. But this is a needful point to take into consideration today. Too many husbands put their career first. He feels he must build his financial empire. And so he works at it, and his wife is left to fend her own way as best she can. The apostle says here that when a man is married, he looks after the things of his wife. And he should. That is a personal dedication. Then Paul turns it over. A married woman should look after the needs of her husband, how she may please her husband. Again, that's good counsel, a very worthy and necessary counsel today, especially with the way the women are going into the marketplace. What is it that a woman should consider most of all when she is married? She should consider her family. She should consider her husband. A true union is when a husband and wife are one in spirit to serve the Lord with complete dedication, a personal dedication. That is what I'm talking about. To avoid distraction by your personal dedication, I challenge you with this, my friend, a personal dedication. Third, I urge you to consider the parental decision. In past years, parents were more involved in the marriage of their children. Counsel was sought and given. A young man usually asked the young woman's father for her hand in marriage. Is it so today? Well, I don't know. I'm not that close to it. Maybe you know. Maybe you could write and tell me. Is it so today? In Paul's day, it was even more immediate control. A father had the right to deny marriage to his daughter. In fact, in some societies today, that is still true. Two of our friends in Africa said they wanted to get married, but they had to wait 2 years until the bride's uncle would say yes. He was the one who had taken care of her and helped her with her education and such like. But the ultimate qualifying factor that the Apostle Paul brings to our attention is found in verse 30. Only in the Lord. Only in the Lord. No, of course, the Apostle Paul was addressing church members in Corinth. He could hardly speak that way to the heathen, but he could speak that way to the church members. The parental decision must be only in the Lord. I was asked to perform one of our grandson's wedding ceremonies. The first question I asked the young couple was this: Have you received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? They both said, yes. So that could be in the Lord. No matter who you are, what Paul wrote in our text today is very helpful. To assist you, let me read these again, the basic considerations. Think of the present distress, the pressure of life. Think of the personal dedication, prefer the other. Think of the parental decision. Only in the Lord. Father, O God, we thank Thee that Thou art concerned about us and our earthly life, and that the Apostle Paul gave us good counsel in this text. And I pray that my friend might reap much benefit from this message. And help me, Lord, always to conduct my affairs in line with Thy will. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, my friend, God's Word has clear direction for us on the subject of marriage. We must not enter into this most intimate of human relationships without some serious consideration. And we must be sure this is not only God's will for us, but we must also be willing to wait for His timing. Now, friend, I want you to listen carefully. I've prepared an essay titled Preparation for Marriage. And if you have children who will soon be of marriageable age, or if you know someone who is considering marriage, they could benefit from this essay. Again, it's called Preparation for Marriage, and we'll send a copy to you when you write and ask for it. Our mailing address is Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or you can log on to our website at www.heraldsofhope.org and send us your request by the email link that's provided there. Remember to ask for the essay by its title, Preparation for Marriage. Once again, our mailing address is Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, and the postal code is 15533. The web address again is www.heraldsofhope.org. And when you write, remember to ask for the essay, Preparation for Marriage. Now, you be sure to join us next week as we continue our study in the book of 1 Corinthians. The study is titled, Watch How You Live. Until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.